Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hello, how are you? Welcome back to Points to Paradise. I am driving, so if the quality of audio is not the greatest, I apologize, but my sister was here last week and I got to spend so much time with her, and I just got very busy and was not able to record. So this is literally getting recorded the day before this comes out, because this is the only time I had to do it. But it was so nice to see my sister. She came out from South Carolina. I'm in New Mexico, and she had texted me like literally a week or two ago and was like, I really miss Paige. I haven't seen her in a year. I miss you guys. I wish I could come out. Like, I just can't afford a flight. So she is a little more, a little more strapped on income. And she would not mind me sharing this. And so she was like, I can't afford a plane ticket. And I was like, don't worry about it. I've got points. So I actually looked up the flights. It would have cost, I think it was $753 for a round-trip flight from South Carolina to New Mexico. I was able to fly her out on 30,000 points for $11.20. It is wild to me every time I do this, and I just will never take it for granted to be able to just fly her out. Like, I booked it a week before she came, or even less, and was like, hey, I got you tickets. Like, come on out. Like, no big deal. It was $11.20. Like, absolute no-brainer. So she got to see Paige and we got to hang out, and it was just so special. And I have done that several times for her, flown her out on points so that she can come visit us. And she does collect her own points as well, but she doesn't sign up for multiple credit cards, and she really only has one card in her wallet, so she doesn't get a ton of points. So she takes about one vacation a year with her friends or her boyfriend with those points, and then I usually book her flights out here. So it was really special. Anyway, today we are talking about, this is kind of going to build off of last week's episode. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, I talked about the number one mistake you might be making with your points. Spoiler, we talked about transferring your points instead of using the travel portal. And I got a message from someone that was like, hey, that was great. I looked up and Wells Fargo has really horrible transfer partners. And I was like, oh, this would be a great time to talk about the different banks and where you really should be maximizing on your points. So I'm going to kind of touch on the major, like, 4 core players in the travel points world, but then also talk about some of the smaller ones like Wells Fargo. I obviously can't give you like absolutely every transfer partner and all the ways you could use your points with these banks. If you are wanting to do that and like really build a strategy and really be able to maximize on an amazing vacation and multiple vacations a year, then the Travel Points Academy is definitely where you need to be, because I dive deep into this and you will learn it so simply and so quickly that in 3 months you could be on a dream vacation. So definitely check out the Travel Points Academy for more of a depth deep dive of what we're going to talk about today. But I do want to talk about the 4 major banks that are in the travel points world. So I'm sure if you've been around for a while, you've heard me talk about Chase a number of times. Chase Bank is my favorite bank. It's a great bank for beginners. There are so many transfer partners, Hyatt Hotels being one of the best ones. You get such valuable stays for Hyatt Hotels. You can make one sign-up bonus on a credit card with Hyatt Hotels go for like 6 nights. Like, you could stay 6 nights for free with one credit card sign-up bonus, which is just wild to me. You can stay at all-inclusive resorts, family-friendly, luxury, like, you name it, you can do it. You can also do Marriott Hotels, IHG Hotels, United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, which is another really good sweet spot to get some really cheap flights in the points world. And so those are kind of like the big ones. There's tons of other partners that I have used as well, but there's just so many options with that. And I love these four banks that I'm going to talk about because of the flexible points. You really have the option to book not only hotels, but also airlines. And so you can essentially get your entire vacation booked off of one credit card sign up bonus versus getting like those co-branded cards and having a Marriott card that only earns Marriott points. So that card would then book your hotel, and then having a United card and booking your United flight off of that and being really restricted to those brands versus getting these cards with the banks and having so much flexibility, which is why I love transfer partners so much. Okay, so Chase Bank is a big one. American Express, which a lot of you have heard both in Canada and US, is a great bank to have credit cards with. I always kind of say that American Express is really for kind of the next level travel points enthusiasts. So it's not something that you want to start out with in the beginning necessarily. These are higher annual fee cards. These are cards that are going to be used for Hilton hotels, which cost a lot more points and take a little more skill at finding good redemptions. And then their transfer partners for airlines, there are ways to do domestic, but these are great ways to use for international flights. So this is going to be more of like Europe and Bali, Australia, those kinds of places, to get some really amazing like business class and first class flights. So I love American Express. I just think they're very specific for like a certain destination, a certain trip, and maybe when you have kind of been in the hobby for a little while and then elevate it to that next step. But lots of amazing transfer partners, so many options for especially international flights. They also have a great transfer ratio to Hilton. So all of these transfer partners have ratios. A lot of the times it's going to be just a one-to-one. So you transfer 1 point from Chase to Southwest, it's going to be 1 point out, 1 point in. Sometimes though you can get really good value and get like a 1-to-2 ratio, which would be American Express to Hilton. And so knowing all of these ratios, I have an entire cheat sheet that I give to all of my students in the academy so that you have this. I have it printed out. It is on my bulletin board and I use it all of the time because there are so many transfer partners. It is impossible to remember them all. And so sometimes I'm like, oh wait, which transfer partners does American Express have again? And then I look through them. So all of my students get this cheat sheet. It's absolute gold and I recommend everybody prints it out and use it all of the time. Okay, going on to the third bank, we are going to talk about Capital One. Actually, let's talk about Citibank. I'm going to save Capital One for last. So Citibank, we're going to go on to number three. Citibank is one that I don't really use all of that much. They do have some great transfer partners across the board, flights and hotels, but I honestly don't even have a Citi card in my wallet. My husband just got his first one and it's a co-branded card with American Airlines. But Citi has a lot of transfer partners as well. And so maybe once you start earning a lot of Chase cards, maybe once you've kind of maxed out some things, Citi may be the place that you want to start looking at. But I definitely don't recommend it as like a first go around. But again, lots of transfer partners. Okay. Going on to Capital One. This is one that I love because there's lots of transfer partners, but then there's also a way to use your points for like miscellaneous items, which I'll talk about here in a second. But Capital One has, again, tons of transfer partners. It's really great for airlines. I love using it for that one. I'm going to say always like Chase Bank is the best one for hotels. Second is going to be American Express with Hilton. And then Citi and Capital One are going to kind of fall to the bottom for hotels. But for flights, Capital One has tons of transfer partners that I love to use. But the favorite feature of Capital One is that miscellaneous category to use on any travel expense. So you are not going to get the best bang for your buck with this because you're not actually transferring points. You're just erasing statements on your credit card statement. And I teach this in depth in the academy because this is such a good tool for people who don't want to stay at hotels and airlines. So this can be, like, I have lots of students who use it to erase Airbnbs. They like to stay with their family. They may have a like larger family, and so getting multiple hotel rooms doesn't make sense. And so they will get Airbnbs and erase their points with Airbnbs, with Capital One points. You can also go on a cruise ship. I've had a student use this for her cruise. You can use Disney tickets. I had another student who went to Disney and was able to pay for almost her entire family of four's Disney tickets by erasing it. So there's a lot of these miscellaneous. I've used them for rental cars before. There's just so many different things you can use them for. And so that in itself makes them so flexible. Okay, so those are really like the core four in the travel points world. I dive deep into these in the academy. But then there are kind of two outliers that are starting to make an entrance in the travel points world. They're slowly gaining transfer partners and becoming a little bit more well known. So Bilt is one of them. B-I-L-T. Bilt is a great one because they're starting to earn some transfer partners, but they're also, this is amazing, you can pay your rent with them. So this is the only travel credit card that you can pay your rent using a credit card and earn points on it. So I think this is so gold, especially for maybe younger people right out of college and wanting to earn points on something you have to pay anyway. So Bilt is one that is kind of coming into the travel points world. And Wells Fargo is another big bank that everyone here in the US is pretty familiar with. And they are starting slowly, very slowly, to add transfer partners. So right now they're really not that great, but they are starting to add that. So you may have some of these cards in your wallet and you're like, eh, they don't really do anything for me. You can always just keep them, like, they're not going to expire, and maybe one day there'll be a transfer partner that you can use. Okay, since we're kind of on this subject too, I just quickly wanted to mention, because I've had this come up a lot lately, there are lots of cash back credit cards out there. Chase Inc. business cards are labeled as cashback. There is the Capital One Spark business cards labeled as cashback. There's the Chase Freedom cards cashback. So there's a lot of cashback cards falling into these major banks. There is a way to transfer that cashback into points. Okay. It would take so long for me to explain this, but there's so many people I've been talking about lately. And like, I had one just last week, and she was like, oh, it really sucks. I have this Capital One Spark card and I have all of this cash back, and it would really be nice to use points. There's actually a way to do that. I teach you this in the academy, but don't count out some of those cashback cards. So if you have any of those cards in your wallet and you're like, oh, I guess I just have to redeem for cashback, please don't do it. Come into the academy, learn how to transfer that cash into points and turn that into so much more. Because if you have $1,000 cash back or even $1,000 points in the travel portal, we can easily turn that into $2,000, $3,000, maybe even $4,000 in the travel world when we transfer those points properly and redeem them for really good, sweet deals. Okay, so don't lose your cash back, don't misuse your points. That's why you need to go listen to last week's episode, because I don't want you to use them the wrong way and literally lose thousands of dollars by using them the wrong way. So I wanted to touch on all of those banks because I realize I've never really talked about all of them. I talk about some of my favorites, but those are really the core four, and then the two outliers that I think are going to have a bigger impact coming here in the future in the travel points world. So I hope you enjoyed all of that. I know that was a lot of information. Like I said, the cheat sheet is literal gold and makes this so simple to be able to just look and be like, okay, where can I transfer my points from American Express? How can I use my points with Capital One? Like, it makes it very, very simple, especially when you sit down to plan those vacations and having those flexible points ready to go, so that you can be like, all right, let's look at all of these different airline partners and find the best deal for where I want to go, and then I can use the points that I already have and transfer them to the one. So having that flexibility is going to save you a lot of points. It's going to save you a lot of money because every airline is different with their taxes that you have to pay. So you could literally book the same flight with two airlines to, let's just say, Switzerland, and one may be $20 in taxes and one may be $500 in taxes. So having that flexibility of being able to book with different airlines can save you so much money and save you on points. And when you save on points, that allows you to go on more vacations with the points you already have. So I hope you liked this episode. Share it with someone who may be new in the points world so that they don't use their points the wrong way, or someone who is looking to save some money, because guys, travel is freaking expensive. I could not believe that my sister's flight would have cost, I think it was $753 for round trip from South Carolina to New Mexico. Like, that's insane. And I don't want anybody paying those prices when you can get that same flight for $11.20. So please share this out, rate and review. It helps spread the word so much, because my number one mission and goal with this podcast is to get more people traveling on points, because it literally changes your life. So thank you, and I will see you guys next week.